the halacha of Avos Imish Dinu Lenashto. Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Avos Imish Dinu Lenashto. Rav Nachman Amar Avos Imish Dinu Lenashto. So the Gemara continues. Eight of the Ikot say that by not taking the law into his hands, there'll be a hectic moment. And everyone agrees that Avos Imish Dino Lenafshe. Ki Ligi Heche Deleka Pseide, the Machlekes. Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is that there's no hectic. Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Avos Imish Dino Lenafshe. Rav Yehuda also says no hectic. Is like Avos Imish Dino Lenafshe, the given the lack of Seder. Since there is no hechter, Leitel Kami Daino. So, what entitles the Baal Dovo to take the law into his own hands? Go to Bezdin. And not Mano Amar Avos Imish Dino Lenafshe. The Kinnon, the Bidin of it, since he knows that he's correct, my Torah is not Mekuya to go to bed. That's the Machlokes, the Lekha Pseida, Mika Pseida, they all agree of the Dinish, Kinnon Lanash. Mostly Rav Kahane, so Kahane has a Kasha and Rav Yehuda. Learned a baraisa ben bat omer al tikonis lechotza chaverecho litula shaloi koshu. If you know that your chaver has something of yours and you want to take it away from him, so there are two ways on him how he could acquire his chaver. He could sneak in. Or he could knock on the front door and tell this person, give back my thing, to make a confrontation with him, and if he doesn't give back, then it's no shot of sleep. But forcefully take it away from him. So Ben Bagbag says, Al tikonis lechotza chaverecho litula shalom shalom b'shul. Don't sneak it. So what's wrong with sneaking it? Shema teva ovo gigan. It gives a bad impression. You look like a gunner, like a sneak. Hello, shmei eshchina v'amerloi sheli aminoika. You just go and you knock on the front door, and when he answers the door, you tell him, give me back my thing. And he's not cooperative. So just like Bezdin has aces, what to do with a not cooperative Baldova, she also can do the same aces, but personally take it away from him. But Merlay Shali Aminait. So you seek love from the Baba. And Avos Imish Dino Lenafshe. There's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda answered Rav Kahana, Imach ben Batbat Yechidoyu. Bukligi Rabbana Nolai. There's two Lashainas in Rashi. This is Beloshin Tamiya or Beloshin Mechusa. Let us see Rashi. Al tikonis lechotza chaverecho b'gneiva u'b'seisa shaloi tira olav kigano. As it says, v'yisim nekiyim e'ashem e'yisrael. When he sees you come in, you look like a gano, he doesn't know exactly the purpose of your coming in. You v'yisim nekiyim e'ashem e'yisrael. Ella Shvei Neshina, Kleina Kach Bechazake. בקשה לרב יהודה, בקשה לרב יהודה, קוראים לרב יהודה, ובין שבי, בקשה לרב יהודה, קוראים לרב יהודה, רב יהודה סלבו, אבל אם יש לי נו לנפשי, הוא רוצה, סתלבט פרסס, שווי ראשינה. זאת הגמורה אין סוף, המעלה, רב יהודה סלב, אימכו, בתמיה, קלימה, וכי נראה בעיניך ששוב זו הגנת, you really think this is correct? לשנחינה אימך תהי שוב זו שאין הכלום. So according to the second lotion of Rashi, he told him that Eski Gakashe from Batakbat is a Das Yochid, is a Das Yochid, and Pligi Rabbonon Olay. Imcho Teichu Vezu, Shein Eklo, Yerjeva Bareis, you should know it's a Das Yochid. According to the first Lashon, it's a Kashe. וכי נראה בעיניך ששוב איזו הגנסי, you think it's like a שוב הגנס, so לכן או why not? The Makshin has the Kasha and Rav Yehuda, you see, Rav Ben Bakbak holds that Ovedin is in the Lenafshin. What did Rav Yehuda say? Hey, you think he's right? So it could be that according to the first lotion of Rashi, Al Kaponim was saying there was a hachlo over here. There was a hachlo that instead of sneaking in, one should forcefully take it away. Even though this will bring about a hezek to the garment, Shmei Rashima. That's 100% true. If I knock at the front door and he'll put up resistance, that's 100% true. The only way he can take it away is Shmei Rashima. So it could be that the Rav Yehuda answered, you think this is, that could be, if the person doesn't have an eitzah what to do, so then he's permitted to use force in order to yikev hadin esaho, that could be. But in such a case, do you think it is kedai? This could be done in a peaceful life, good, so it's, felt in the Yisim Nikim, so it's Zikha Kedai, this Achrof and Bagbat itself is very mythic. V'chinira b'einecha sh'chumetu higenesi, that means afilu l'fishi tosoi. It's very mechudish thing. That you should use force and to be madnik him, kedai, So the hachra alone is mechudistik. So zichet and that yochid. So it could be the etzem then of obiginis dina lenamshe is also a das yochid, because you see there's more than one chiddush over here. Napshad it's a double portion. The whole mahalach of ben bagbag is meiridik mechudistik. From the mailer, so that what he says is a din of Ovedinish din of Anakshe, would be, it's only a das yoshid and the chachamim al-chaylikamim. Let us see the bottom text, which are from Zainim and Beis, Ela Shmoy Rashino, with the lack of Seyda Ayri, in the Osa Likoneis Shalei Vishus. Now this is a very, very difficult text. The Bichas Avrom asks on Tosfos as follows. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. there's a din of Oved Inish Dino L'Nafsh. So, and Nachman says, the din of Oved Inish Dino L'Nafsh is up to who? The lack of Seder. He knows that he's right, so he's not Mokhuyev to go to Bezdin and be Machiach himself. He can take the law on his own head. That's Shitas Chavnach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just go to Bezdin. If there'll be a Seder, then you can't go to Bezdin. I understand. Then you're permitted to take the law on your own head. Well, let's go according to Rav Nachman for 1 minute. According to Rav Nachman, Abdullah with the lack of Seder, you can take the law in your own hands. Now we have here, there's two Eitanim, how one can get back his money. He could get back the money through a sneaky way, and there's a Chesaron Teirol of Ganet, or he can get it back forcefully. So Ben Bagbag said that Ben Bagbag was machia that one should not go to a sneaky way. Is an issa if the otherly kamesh leibushus taisus says it's not tamazoyev because an issa taiva taisus would seem there's an issa the yisim nekimesh and so you're not committed right. So Mamele, so Ben Bagbag said that there's a Seder, if you have two alternatives, one should not be Nichnas Shalai Peshusam, and then Yike Vesahar. So Taisva says, Al Kochach is speaking about the lack of Seder, because of the Tik of Seder, so then he would not say. So take the Bichas of a month for different Tik of Seder, lack of Seder. The whole, there's a heter of Oved Inish. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the Dikab Seder. Rabbi Nachman says that's a little bit the Lekab Seder. But now there's a new, whenever there's a heter, if I have another alternative, okay, all of Kiganeth, what's the din? So the din is, so Ben Bagbag says the din is that you shouldn't be telling all of Kiganeth. So why, how did Tysus assume? If it's big, but he kept saying, you could be telling all of Kigan, make it easy. Ben Bagbag said that the one should be an Issa tell all of Kigan, there's a din, be Issa Nekim Hashem Yisrael. Now, wherever there's an oifen of Ovidinish, so you do the Ovidinish, and not tell all of Kigan, if the Ovidinish is by he kept saying it. So Ben Bagbag is speaking about Ba'ikab Seder. If Ovid Inish is by Lekab Seder, she's talking about the Lekab Seder. But Mehechi Teisi, that if he's speaking about Ikab Seder, then there would be a different Seder. Mehechi Teisi, you should say like this. I thought perhaps we could answer the Kasha that the Emerson, that what the Yehuda holds, Napshat is, there's a machloid, everyone holds Ovid Inish. The Shail is when, Rav Nachman says, I can live in the lack of Seder. Rav Yehuda says, Dach Gedik of Seder. That's Napshat. There's a Yisoyistik of machloid is Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman holds Ovid Inish to know Napshat. A person has a right to take the law in his hands. Is a din of Ovid Inish Dino L'Nafshe. That is Shitas Rav Nachman. That's the din. Rav Yehudis holds Loi Ovid Inish Dino L'Nafshe. The person has no right for Chlau to take the din in his hands. Loi Ovid Inish Dino L'Nafshe. No, Pshat is if there's Ikeb Seidah. So Pshat is, when the Zikib say that not this is the Lachat Chila Dikidin, in order to avoid a Pseidah, no, what should be? So, we're matter, just like, Kedai Lismoy Chalploini Bishas Adchak, Abamokim Hefzit Merube, we're Seymach Anadas Yochid, or the Dindis Dinei Dchiyye, Tertume Tchuyah Vetzibo. There's Matzovim, that we boycott the less of the two evils. That means in Yisod, Rabbi Yehuda holds Le'ovid Yishtil Nafshi. A person was never given the koyach that he should be in place of Ezin, he should play Dayan. He doesn't. A person never has this koyach. But what'll be the Deikab Seizin? So what should be? So a Tazad in Tchiyas, a Nore, he shouldn't be Mapsed. So we'll say Ovidimish. But Napshat, this is a lechatchila dikyan hoge. To rescue himself from the psaidah is a din of Ovid Inish. But since this Ovid Inish is not a din lechatchila, then you can't tell me, but he shouldn't be tishloi tevo olav kegavet. That means we're bending backwards side to side to be matzah from a psaidah. So meheichi teisi, The Shvera Shinov is better than the Tevo Olav Kiganov. Both of them are not Lechatchila. No, we're bending backwards. Today should be Nitzel from the Pseidah. So we're matter him to do something which Lechatchila is not permissible. Of a Mokim Pseidah, we were matter. So if that's the case, then there would not be a Chod do this more than this. Because both are not permissible lechatchila. It's only a heter of it's only a heter of chil atzila mipseida, latzila mipseida. So if you feel more comfortable by terol of kiganet, so be terol of kiganet, could be that pshat and tasted. According to Rav Nachman, it's lechatchila to get in. Again, a person is entitled to be a dayin, of it in this in the Nafshi. So Mamela, according to Rav Nachman, will say, okay, so this is a Chila de Kedin. You'll take all of Kegana, but it's right over Chathila. Okay, there's an Isar in it, the Yisim Nikiyim. So okay, you should do the Chathila de Kedin. But according to Rav Yudah, could be both of the Yavetz, and we were not told to do one more than the other. Ravina Omar, Ravina said, he wanted a friend for Rabbi Yehuda, my shvere shinov bedin. You shouldn't take the word literally. The Tana is speaking at this as a very melitza de kaloshin. He's just saying, I force him to give it back to you. Bedin, shlep him to bed, and that's what he means. Shlep him to bed. Yochi, so the mother asks on Ravina, so but the Russian, good, the Shvera Shinov, I'll accept what you're saying, it's a Melitza the Koloshin, but the Emboiloi, Vaimrumloi mi Boiloi, so the rest of the sentence is not proper. So Vaimrum Bezin tells him, Shaliani Naitel, Shalayu Naitel mi Boiloi, if the Lamaisa, the Mechuvin is, that he takes him to Bezdin, so then the whole Lashon should have been written differently. So Trashi Bidin Tabayuladin, I'm in my Bezdin, shall I unite on me, boy? Kashi. So that's right, Tak. Toshma, Shayn Sha'olo Al Gabi Tabayla Ilahoi. Amoyadika Maitse. A shayl jumped on top of another shayl, and Matsamazai he wants to kill him. So there's a ferocious fight going around between two shvalim. Bubo balatachten, and the balatachten came, and he sees what's happening. Vishamat eshaloi, and he went and schlepped from underneath the top shayl, his shayl, the nofal elyay. And the Elyain fell down, Umeis, and he died. Potter. So he's Potter. So, now let us try to analyze what happened over here. That means, he wanted to be Matzel, his share, not to be Kinesic. That's very understandable. But in the process of doing this, he killed the other shayl, which has nothing to do theoretically with that solo of his shayl. No, but if you hold Ovidin is dinner lenafshe, so pshat is, I have to take the law in my own hands. I'm permitted to take the law in my own hands. I'm a male. I see this share wants to be mazik my share. So I'm a male. I can take the law in my hands and I'll slap out my share, even though I realize this could be detrimental to the top share. That's not my geshef. That's I'm permitted to intervene in this fight. I can take the law in my own hands, so I'll do what's good for me. I just would want to mention one nekuda. We heard before that someone was zoyrik carrying the kastas on the mattress. The second person went and slept away the mattress. We said, that's Tamazoy Gromer Benizokin. I just took away the mattress, Mamela, so he's potter. Here the Gemara wants to prove by schlepping away the bottom shoyer, and he's potter. I said, you have a right to mix into this fight, you have a koyach of a dayim. Why isn't this similar to Karim the Kaspis? Now that's where there's a push it to push it to him. This is like Bitke de Maya. I mean, Bitke de Maya, if you have a dam, and you have water on one side of the dam, and I take away the Meneya from the water, and the water comes out. So it's called the water that comes out, the Kaichishin that comes out, it's called, I did it. That means taking away a meneya, taking away a support, and it comes out, so it's called the koyach of the water coming out, it's called kilo aiva zayriket. So the mele here, this is not a gromer. In the case of the Gemara before, someone threw a keli, so he threw a keli. I have nothing to do with the keli, just the mattress here. I take away the mattress, so there would have been something here that would have cushioned the fall, and I took that away. But it's not called, so there it's called a Gromer Baruch. But over here, the Shoyer HaElyon is being supported by the Shoyer HaTachton. If you take away the support and it falls, it's Kilo, I threw it out. So I can't say I'm innocent. No, your potter, why are you potter? Your potter because you have a right to mingle into any dintera, Ovedin Ishtina Lenapshe. So Mamela, I can't have a drosha with the tapsha and tell them, do you think this is a nice thing to do? We're talking about a share that's violent. I want to kill my share. So I have to mingle into this fight. So I slept out my share and he fell and he died. Remember, about Al Capone Mania Shayri Itzalti, and I permitted to do this, also the Guinness thing will not. My love, Bimuit, and it's speaking about the top share in the Zamut, the lack of Pseida. So there's no Pseida. That means, so we come over to this Bala Shayr Atach, and we say, what's going to be if he does kill your share? So you can, he'll have to pay you for your share. It's a Zamut, we'll pay you as a show. So it's no Pseida, but Pshat is, I want my share, but it's like a Pseida, so we see Klal, that Ovedin is Dina Lenafshe. These are others that others ask, this Kushcha Dechiyuse, that means, money isn't everything, you'll pay me for, I'll kill my share, and I'll get paid for a new share, so. It could be, so this was a good share. This was, he was a good worker and thus, I mean, money is not a replacement of a good share. But Al Kapanim, the Gemara doesn't seem to like that. The Gemara seems if you're going to get full pay, these small differences does not have a Teres Pseido that you should have a right to mingle in and through your Maisa, La Maisa, the Tapsha, is by. The Masa's like, the time the Ikeb said, we're speaking about it, don't bring any rayas, Here we're speaking about the tzatam. No, the tzatam is, if you don't mingle in, you're going to go to Besdin and tell Besdin to come. In the meantime, your share will be dead. And all of a sudden, half of your share that's worth $1,000 is $500 that goes down the drain. Tam pays chatzi nezik. He can say that. So Mamela, everyone holds that the Lord of Yudas also made the Avidin is in the Manapshi. Yehoch, oh, says the Gemara, it's talking about the Yikab Seder. It's a Tan, aim a Sefer. Let's see the Sefer. Dochvay le'elyen omeitz. What if he pushed off the elyen? He didn't pull the rug from underneath the feet. He didn't slap his shirt. He went and pushed him off. Chayim. So then, he's chay. V'hi betam, amai chay. If it's speaking about a tam, so why is he chay? So this is a very difficult gemara. We'll see in Tosfos. Why is it, if it's speaking about a mover, they understand very well why he's chay. If it's speaking about a tam, why is he chay? So the gemara answers, shahi alay l'shamtai v'loy shamtai. He should not have pushed him down. He should have slept from underneath the top shirt and his shirt. So we have to understand the shakla vitalia of the Gemara. So let us see Tosfos for 1 second. The Tosfos, v'yi betam amai chay. So Tosfos says, bish loime yairi b'mu'it. So what's the kasha? The Gemara says, the Gemara did not understand by atam why you chay for pushing. It's a mood. I understand very well why you're chayef for pushing. So this is as a mayor of the Kazakh. Mish loime yairi b'mood. Yesh loime is chayef. That a mood is chayef. She'enoi bohu. That means a mood, he's not so frantic. He's not under pressure. That means, what's going to be? It's not, there's no pseider. So, if he kills the sheh, I'll get paid. If he doesn't kill the shayr, so I have my shayr, but he's not under pressure, he's not frantic. So before you start doing something, think what is the best action to do. It seems if you, someone was murder, if you pull the shayr, the bottom shayr from underneath the top shayr, and most probably the top shell will fall on its feet and there won't be such a big damage to it. If you push him off, so could be, that'll be, it's more of that than he says, well, like that, pushing him off is a greater danger to the top shell. So Bishloim, if it's speaking about a muid, so I'm not so frantic, I'm not so bold, so there's a time it. So before you do anything, it's whatever will happen, there's no hefsim over here. So think, before you do anything, think what should be done that you should avoid to be mazik to tapsha, and you should be matzah yosha. She should be mishamet yosha and mitachta. But if it's speaking about a tam, now this person is bola mamayna. There's a tam on top of his shirt. If he doesn't do something instantly on the split second, so he's going to lose half of the shavius of his shirt. So then he can start thinking which will be better, which will be safer. I mean, he has to make a split second decision. So there's no time on him. Why did you push him down? You should have slept. I had time to figure out all my alternatives. I believe the time I read, there's a time on him. You should have slept out the bottom, sir. The fish who bold. This person is frantic. He's afraid he might, in minutes, he might lose half of his shell. Now, the Birkas Avram says as follows, that he brings from the Brisker of, what is this heter of Bohu? What happens, the heter of Bohu? So he said, the Briskerov said that the heter of bowl is in the din of Obed Inish Dino Lanavshe. That means, according to Rav Nachman. No, according to everyone, we were speaking about the Mokim Psei, there is a din of Obed Inish Dino Lanavshe. So this din of Obed Inish Dino Lanavshe, that he is Bekoyach to take the law in his own hands, B'mokim Bol, he's not Mechuyev to that. That's the oifen how he does the din. That means he gets a koyach to mingle into the shaila. He gets a koyach lipsek as a din, and the mokim when there's a behilos, when he's fatumo. So the mele, so that koyach, do the first thing that falls into your mind. That's good for the din of avidin is din of anapsh. That kufa lies in your head. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, no, that's wrong. My answer is, that's wrong. I told this, that in Abobadin is Tinil and Nafshe. We're empowering you, Bimokim Hefzi, you can mingle in and you can do actions, but you have to figure out what is the least detrimental action. It's not, we're not giving you a blind check. We understand you're bold, everything else also. But the heter of Obedin is Dina Lenafshe. There's no heter, do what your first instinct is. You have to, we're giving you this heter, you can mingle into the Dintaire, but, into the Indian, but you have to figure out which hezekish you could avoid, and that's what you're permitted to do. That's the shakla v'taliyah in the Gemara. Now, I just like to mention one ha'oret. We're speaking about a din of obed inish din ulanavshe. A baldin has a koyach to take the law in his own hands. We have a machlokes, akibamokim say, the shleibamokim say. So the Gemara says that this aloche of obedinish, you're mechuyev to, we only gave you this heter if you previously figure out what is the safest way you could mingle into this fight without being mazik the shor ha'elyon. Okay, that's the heter of Obed Inish. Fine. Okay. He doesn't have a heter of Obed Inish. So now he's mechuyev to pay. Now, mechuyev is mechuyev to pay out of the mamazik. That means like this, he's coming with a heter of Obed Inish when he wants that. I permitted to do what I do, just like Shvei Reshinov, he broke his teeth, I'll send him a bill for a dental bill. I'm not a mazik. I'm a dayan. I'm a dayan. I'm making sure that the din should be in the sky. I'm not a mazik. Fine. The Gemara says over here, you're not a dayan. That means in Hilchos Dayonis, you have to figure out which is the safest way you could be matzli your shoyl without damaging the tapsha. Fine. Als dain you don't have a head. You're a mazik. But shitas hatoisvis is that odom hamazik, that's chayiv, is also this very fine line, very fine guidelines when odom hamazik is chayiv. Oynis, mein gneve, your potter. Oynis main aveda yochayv, the very fine guidelines. So lechayre is kan shayil abed. Avinisht me, this person was very bold. That's less man the public. He's a mazik. That's true. He's a mazik. But the hezek came about because he was very fatumul. So why should he be chayiv to pay? Why isn't this considered an oynis kain gneiv? Basically, I don't know. Maybe who would know exactly how to draw the guidelines. We see this is an oinus kein aveda, main number loira bos. Zok te gemara vaita. No sirashi. My love that the Elyon would, the Abbe Shovik lay, who may see the Mayas today, like a Pseide, the Mishalim lay Kule, is in the same side to say the whole thing. The Tom, the Abbe Oza, the Bay Dine, Adahochi Mayas delay. The less lay Elo Palganiske. He's only going to have the Palganiske, some of Melech, the Mokim Pseide, then everyone holds he's permitted to mingle. Zog de Gemara weiter. Toshma, amamale, chotzo, chaveloi, kade yayim, vekade shemen. Moirde kezach. Reuven goes, and he has a whole tractor trailer load of kadim, and he goes and unloads it in Shimon's chotzo. Moirde, now Shimon's chotzo is full of kadim. His bala achotzo mishaber b'yoytzei mishaber v'nichnas. So he can break the chavius into to go in, to go out. What's the kasha? So l'cher is a kasha on am Yehuda. Frek the maram. Why isn't this called the Mokim Pseida over here? Why isn't this called, I mean, he has to get out. He's barricade. I mean, he's blocked. He can't get out yet. He filled up his whole court. So he wants to go out. He wants to go in. So Memele, so he says, so that's why Meshaba, the Nichnas Meshaba, the Yaitse. This is called Ika Pseida. And later we'll see if Rashi holds claw like this. A person blockades a Rishus Harabim, that's called B'mokim Pseidech. And what should I do? Take a helicopter. I mean, so this is called B'mokim Pseidech. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So the Maram says Pshad, that L'chayre, what is he telling me? He says that there's a careful Haloshin over here. Mishaba v'yaitze, mishaba v'nichnas. Why do you need these two l'shaynes? Mishaba v'yaitze is enough. He has to go out. So how does he go out? So he breaks the chavis and he makes a path to go out. Why does he have to say mishaba v'nichnas? If he has to go in first, I mean, what? Why does he have to say mishaba v'yaitze, mishaba v'nichnas? So it seems if mishaba v'yaitze is only telling us you have to go out, so Mishaba v'yaitzi. So I say to him, he has to go in, it'll be Mishaba v'nichnas. So this kevel aloshim means Mishaba v'oila. You know, not you have to listen. He did a gemaldik avla. He put a whole bunch, a tractor trailer load of kadim in my chotzer. I want to go out. I'll break going out. I want to go in. I'll go into a different direction. He had no right to do it. I'll take the law in my hand. So that's how the Maram says pshat the Gemara's kasha. So it's a kasha of Yehuda. This is not called b'mokim pseide. B'mokim pseide. Good. You got to get out. You're out. The Masho says God of all. If you're out already, so don't go into your chotzer. Go to Bezin and tell Bezin. Call over bed, they should take care of it. It's not called Mamukim Said. If you're stuck in for Steitzer and you don't have a telephone, so you have to go out to Bezin. But if you're outside already, so what? So from the skeifel aloshin of a Mishaba v'nichnas, you see klar afilu, it's Shaloi b'mokim Said. The din is that you're also permitted to Sakasha of Yehuda. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Mishaba v'yoytzei lebez Mishaba v'nichnas lahovi zuchu yaysak. So Nachman by Yitzhak said, you're learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa means b'mokim pseide. And they're talking about two different cases. Case number one, he's stuck inside. He wants to go to Besen. The Besen should take care of the his whole chutzah is full of kadim and chavius, and he can't do anything in his chutzah. Now, how does he get to Besen? Mishabe v'yaitzil in Besen. So Mokim Seide, he can't do anything. He has to go, forget, he has to go to Besen. Or else he won't get to use his chutzah. Mishabe v'nichnas is speaking about another story. What's the other story? That this person who had who unloaded the tractor trailer in his chutzah, you know, this person was a previous owner of the chutzah. He wasn't the owner of the chutzah, I just bought it off of him. Now this owner goes, he takes a tractor trailer and he goes and he in his previous chutzah, which is now my chutzah, he goes and unloads all the kadim in the chutzah, and I look at him and I say, what have you done this? What's the problem? It's my chutzah. It's my chutzah. I could have learned well with my chutzah. Your chutzah, you sold it to me. I'm not a good dog. He's makrish the Mecca. So it's mishabe v'nichnas. I can go in to find the shtar that proves that I purchased it from him. That's the gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, The one who unloaded the kadim is tiny, it's his chotzer, but so is the lovishtar mechir is shekonim. That's a taj mishabah v'nich. But avoini, I don't understand if that's pshat in the baraisa. So, in other words, the baraisa is telling me, b'mokim b'seide, You're allowed to take the din in your hands, Mishab. So why do you need two cases? I mean, why, such a case, I'll tell you another case that he tied it, he never sold it. It's all Mishab of the Nichnas. I mean, why did the Bereisa find it important to tell me two cases? Mishloim, according to the Habim in the Golf account, the Yitta Losh and Mishab of the Nichnas is coming to tell us not only because he has to get out, he's Meshaba V'Hoylech, the Maran says. So you should not make a mistake in Lerm Shatan the Baraisa. This is only because it's B'Mokim Said, he doesn't even know that. He said, no, Meshaba V'Yek, Meshaba Nichnas. But according to the Teretz of the Gemara, the Teretz of the Gemara is, no, that's only with B'Mokim Said. So why does the Tanakh have to tell me two cases? Tell me one. From one case, I'll know. Mokim said it's mutter. You have to tell me another case. This is also upside down. I don't understand too well. Let us see Taisvis. Mishava v'yoytze. Afal gav the lael omrinin shahoya leila shaymtai. Taitach Taisvis. I feel you hold Ovid inish dinu lenavshe. What a heck, Bill. If you have a way of preventing the hezek or minimizing the hezek, you minimize the hezek. The only way to get out of your chutz is by breaking the kadim, like piles, put one on top of the other. If you work for two hours, you'll see, you'll make such a beautiful path, but you all piled up, you have to break it. Avagav delel amrinen, shahoye leile shoymtoi. So Taisus says, aine mishum deleketicha bishmit eyes mitri. Here it's a taine, that means good, that you're doing something, so instead of pushing, you can do this, and there's no greater ticha one than the other. So then there's a taine, so do a pa'ula which will minimize the hezek of the other baldova. All of a sudden I'm becoming a clerk in a grocery, I'm gonna pile up all the kadim. Avolhoche loyat chulchu lesatron zels. I'm not obligated to do this. This is not tachmein, this is not yoshe. That's out of the question. I'm not mechuyev to, he spread out this kadim over my chutz. I'm going to make nice neat piles and make nice rows I can go through. That's less about the poli. That I'm zicha not mechuyev to do. So memela, so the shayla, so what do you do now? So memela, so the bobo raya.
that he even says he can be masik, finished. Zot the Gemara weiter. Toshma, minayin lenirza shekol loyom. We have a very interesting mice. A person had an eved divri that was a nirza. He was by him till yoyimot. The king yoyimot already, shekol loyomot, the rabbi mesarev v'ilotzeis, and the other wants him out already. Finished, yoyimot, a guten talk. This eved is the hafti, yes, adoini, vesishti, he says over the same piskim by yoyimot also. I'm not going so quick, it's very good. He brings down Parshas Mishpotem. He says, "Was Mordek Kitoyim Loyimach?" He says, "If the Odom has one Shabbos package here, and the other one to wear a real, beautiful silk package here, and so who wears it?" There's him and the Eved coming, so he gives the Eved the silk package here, and he wears, he only has one. If he has two, so he gives one to the Eved. So the Koina Eved, Koina Odom Latzmai. So the Eved comes with a silk package to Shul, and the Odom is thus, and people go over to the Eved, oh, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? This Muslim is your Eved. I mean, the Bezhainist, the Toivla Yima, it was very difficult. Talk upon him. The Eved was having a life of Riley the whole time. He enjoyed everything. And now Yoimel came. Now's the time to leave. He wants to stay. The rabbi misare by lotzeis, and the odin is being mapped to him. He says, no, that's it. Finished. Get out. The chaval, the osa by chabur. But again, actions speak louder than words. He wasn't too cooperative, so he was massacred till he went out. Shuhu potter. How do you know that he's potter, that the oven is potter? Talmud loyma leisikhu kaifa lo shuv. This is a drash. I mean, pashas to come means something else in Gatson. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi shekol yomov shigia yoivu misarev mafter. He's pressuring him to leave. The chavu boy harav bevin, and finally, in order to make sure he leaves, he was chayvul. So Rashi says for them. This says a pasuk leisikhu kaifa lashuv, drush boy leshov, and it's speaking about this case. Lemi sharoitze lashuv lekilkuloi. He wants to go back to his kilkul v'liyes evet. Lishna achine leshov, lemi shadina liyeshov el mishpachtoi ve'ine roitze. Leisikhu letzolchoi shum moment. So that means even if the only way the Odin could convince the Eved to leave was through a chavola, but don't take any moment for the Eved for the actions of the Odin. So we see that Ovidine Ishtino Lenavshe, L'chayre, the Gemara understood there's no pseid over here. You can go to Bezen, but you're not mechuyev to go to Bezen. So here it's Araya to Rav Nachman and Akasha and Rav Yud. So the Gemara says, no, hoche b'mayeskinen ba'av de ganbe. No, this, it's a different story over here. This Eved is a ganev. You tell the Eved leave, and the Eved says no. So you say, okay, I'm going to Bezen. Fine, you just go to Bezen, and you'll go to Bezen. By the time you'll come back, you'll have a clean house, mamish, clean from all your possessions will be out of the house. So I can't go to Bezen, I can't leave him. I have to get him out of the house, I can't go to Bezen. So that's shot. So Mamela, but the Eved doesn't want to go, so some choyvelim, and then he'll go. So Mamela, it's not Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda. It's speaking about that is an eved of a ganav. Zok the Gemara, I don't understand. Ata ibne loy ganav, bahashte ganav. I don't understand the whole story over here. You have a posik. The posik says we have a whole scenario over here. We're speaking about at a nirta shekololoi. That the shekolala yomov, that means that he was by him till yoivul, and now the odin wants him to go, and then he doesn't want to go, so now I could be mazik him and don't take any money. So you're saying, no, it's speaking about he's a ganev. No, if he was a ganev, so what happened till now? I mean, the pasuk is speaking about yoivul came, and then he was a ganev all along, and then, so what does it have to yoivul? And the pasuk is speaking about a very modern case. The Ravid asks another kasha. The Ravid asks, and we'll see the teretz. He says, if it's speaking about it is a ganav, so smoking pseid. So I need a pasuk. I'm going to kasha. So why need a pasuk? The whole gemara till now was going that the b'mokim pseid of it in ishnil and nafshe. We didn't need any pasuk. All of a sudden, here, that's the scenario. He's a ganav, and if you won't get him out of the house, so he's gonna steal the nichsei ha'odain. But the pasuk says don't take any money. Yeah. So the mother says, now let me tell you this story. Ate idne have emesed the rabbi alay. Hashta lesla aim said the rabbi alay. Now this Eved was never from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He was choshed for Gneve. But Kol's man, he was an Eved, so the Odin, the fear, the choshes, we have, I just want to mention one nekud over here. We're working with chashas and fears. That means he doesn't look too honest. He's choshet him, and because he's choshet him, he's gonna be chayvel him. And this whole chavola is built on achshad. It's not stamazoy. It's like America went to Iraq because there's achshad, because they have weapons. I mean, so. But this whole thing is being built on achshad. Built on achshad. So pshad is like this. So tamer de kechidish over here. When he's ois eved, and aim say the rabbi yolov, this is a legitimate achshad. If you choshet him that he's a ganev, and really he's not afraid of you, this is a legitimate achshad, and you're entitled to be chayvum to get him out of the house. This is a legitimate achshad. Before the Ravid says, before Yoivul, you choshet him, not with chavolos, not with hands, not with hezekis. Since there's a svar of emesa de rabbi yolei, this chshad does not entitle you to take the law in your hands and be mazik him. Too, you could talk to him and thus. But you cannot be masochim. So the pasuk is telling us guidelines. That means this pseide is not a real pseide. It's a chshad of a pseide. So the pasuk is telling us after yoivul, this chshad is something to be afraid of. And because of this chshad, you're permitted to be mazikim, to get him out of the house. Before Yoivul, Mekol HaKovid, you want to get him out, get him out. But you have no right, you're not entitled to be mazikim. That's one mahalach. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omar, we're not speaking about a ganev, this scenario. We're talking about a different intent to get him out of the house. Here in the Shifcha Knanis. Let us, so here he's hitting the Eved, he's been chayvul the Eved not for monetary reasons, for frumer reasons. That means there's a shifre and a neved and nis also na be shifre. I want him out of the house to make sure he will not be with the shifre. Let us see what Rashi says. Ba'av the ganve, di kipseide. Hadi de hetere, de chsive ba'doina v'yitan lo yisho. Fahashte shehu ben chayren yisure. Vashoi lahalkoisoi ulahafrishoi bahai dine lav lenafshei hu. Very interesting Rashi. So this does not have to do with Ovid Inish dine lenafshei. So the Bichas Avram brings down from Brisker Rov a very interesting thing. That the reason of loy Ovid Inish dine lenafshei is the problem is lenafshei. You think you're right and thus you were never entrusted with a power of Bezin, since you're doing for yourself, and since you are an Egeya, so Memele, that's in the Abedin Yishin Lanafshe. That's why we never entrusted you, we gave you within Bezin. It's Lanafshe. Yeah, so you don't have such a right to do it. Even though Lamaisi, you think you're right. But when it comes, not Lanafshe, it's coming, the Merdekarash over here. I'm not doing it lenafshei. I'm doing it. I didn't love lenafshei. I see this person is olu to do a chet. Here, there's a din. I could be machlishim. Now, gavuche. I'd like to mention a meirdik ktsois in meshayvev nesivis. He says as follows: there's a big machloikis if you need bezdin for such things to be machlish someone meisa. So the Ktzai says, he brings an agamore, the hainu, the yochel, lab, rabbi, lafrishay, meyisa. The odain is bekoyach, forcefully, to be mafrishim, meyisa. Vechein, mi sheroya, chaveroi, loive, shatnes. I see someone's wearing shatnes. Yochel, lepoishtoi, may Allah afilu b'shuk the gemara and brachas. I can forcefully take off his begodim, even though it means b'zaynis. A person can mingle into someone else's. It's like, what's your business? My elderkeit is up to me. No, it's such a thing that a person is b'kayach forcefully to force someone not to do a chet. Zuktek tzais. Now, between you and me, Rashi also says, Varashoi lahalkoisoi. Rashi by us says, he's permitted. Between you and me, I do not know if there's a chiyuv to do this. There's a mitzvah of teichoche. Teichoche means something else. Teichoche means you have to talk to him, you have to show him he's wrong. That's the mitzvah of teichoche. But here I'm doing something else. I mean, I don't know if he'll ever appreciate what I'm doing. I mean, he thinks he's very angry at me. But this is a pu'ula. Actually, this is Kvoit Shemayim. You're not going to trample on the Torah. We have a Torah. I can force you to not to be over an Avera. Al Kaponim, they're such a Koyach. Zok Tektois. Avo L'Koyfoi L'Kayim Mitzvah Sasei. But a person doesn't want to be Mekai Mitzvah Sasei. Kigai Mishay Ni Oise Suke. Lozet Zorich Bezen Davke. Then you need a Bezen. That's not your business. That's Bezen. That's Adinim Bezen. A Yochid has no right to do this. That's not your Geschäft. Vigam Lafrishe Me Issa Nami. He says there's another Chilik. To be Mafrish Me Issa Eina Ella Hako Ba'alme. When it comes to Afrish Mi'is, you're allowed to be Mazikim. That means you're allowed to be Mazikim, and if that's successful, it's good. And if it's not successful, so you did what you could do, and a good thought. Don't pursue this case further. Avo Bezdin Shekoifin L'Kayim Esay Makin Oysoy Atshe Teitzei Nafshei. The Gemara says in Ksubis, by a mitzvah Esay, you don't want to make a sukkah, we'll see what will happen first. Either you leave or you'll make a sukkah. You leave this world or you make a sukkah. That's a din and best. There's no such din. it can be make. But there's no din make no such shit taitzer. I feel the best in gufa can't do it. Umize harichichu balei musa harishainim the esse chamura miloisa. So this is a famous choice that an esse is more chamo. So that means, so therefore, best, but you need a bezin for this. This is not, this was not nimsa to every yochid. Here you need a bezin. So, that's what Rashi says. And, let us just see Taisvis. Minayin lenirza shekol yomov. Uche de milsenok, and I think Taisus is saying the havamin of the Gemara. The man the havamin held that he wants to get rid of him. He takes the laws in his hand. Sha'oz rigilis lesarei lefishen yochel ishtabed oid boy. According to the Gemara's teretz, so it's very good. Why we're talking about a nils? I'm hitting him because and not aim sarabi olav is choshed and gneve. I'm hitting him because I want to be mafreshim from a shivche. According to the Gemara's tells is very good, but according to the kasha, according to the havamine, the Gemara had a havamine. It's been not sometimes I want to get rid of him. He doesn't want to go, so I take the law in my own hands. So Taisus had a kasha. So why are you talking about a nirza shekolo yomo? Hey, I want to get rid of him. You don't want to leave. I'll take the law in my hands. So that's why Taisus said that's mean the havamine. The Gemara spoke about such a case. Because this is a normal scenario. If he can work with him, you don't get rid of him. But if he can't work with him anymore, so this is a normal scenario.